Kristen Hutzel on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia at your convenience and a question about batteries from this morning.
Sounds good.
Hey, Kimia, we've been tracking all the batteries and serial numbers from this morning, but we need a count of just the number of batteries, if you know offhand or if you wouldn't mind just giving us a quick check of that CTV.
Okay, I understand. So I'm going to retrieve that back and coming back, so please wait for a moment.
We copy.
Station Houston Space Ground 2 for Mike at your convenience.
Mike is listening.
Hey, we are having issues with SSC 17 again. He had offered to trace back the cabling to the port. So that is going to be the Node 2 ISL interface panel located at Node 2, overhead 4 front panel. He's looking for the green Alpha 3 port.
The green Alpha 3, Node 2, overhead 4. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for SSC 17 and an update, Rob.
Good, Mike.
Yes, we did have some recent movement in the Node 2 overhead 4, but when I checked green Alpha 3, it appeared to be just fine. So I unconnected it and reconnected it, and I did the same thing at the computer end. And now we have some network traffic signaling going on, so I imagine Pluto could probably see it on Pingmaster. So hopefully that fixes it. If not, we can come back later and do some more troubleshooting.
And thanks for the action on cycling those connectors. And, yeah, we are seeing good connectivity at this time.
Okay, thank you.
That's your station calling Space Ground 2 for batteries.
Go ahead, Kimia.
I have 14 batteries fully charged in front of me. So what is your question?
And that was all we wanted, Kimia, just that number, and we copied 1414 batteries.
That is correct.
Thank you very much. And if you have another second, Houston,
so you don't
that
need
you for
any...
something.
Oh, okay, I understand. Thank you. So Station 4, Space Ground 2, what you need?
Hey, Kimia, we got a follow-up question regarding your ARED inspection that you did today. We just wanted to know... or T2 inspection, excuse me, is the T2 pin aligned?
It seems for me T2 pins are aligned, and especially I think this task specifically check the left upper pin and X axis. So I just looked close into it, and it seems aligned for me.
That is all we needed, Kimia. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member and some help with our Columbus ham radio at your convenience.
You on 2.
Hey, Zena, we are not seeing the radio back in the default config, the voice repeater mode PM2, so we need some help. I can give you a procedure reference to put it back in that config.
Yeah, if you don't mind, give me about 45 seconds and I'll be right next to the radio and then you can just talk me through.
All right, perfect.
Okay, with you from Columbus, I'm going to power down the radio and then power it back on, pressing and holding the crossband and power button.
And yes, that is correct. And then, Zena, when you're turning it back on, we need you to press and hold the crossband on-off button as well.
Copy. Pressing the crossband as well as the power button. It is in an interesting config. I see lock on the screen, and I am actually unable to power off the radio.
Copy, Zena. We're talking real quick for just a second. And Zena, we actually don't have any more troubleshooting for right now, but we're going to take this back to the PD and see if we can figure it out. But thank you very much for this info. It was very helpful.
Okay, copy. And just as additional data for them, we did try pressing the button, so that's the second button from the left that's underneath the word lock. Tried pressing and holding that. Tried pressing and holding that while also pressing the power button. I could suggest going upstream to power it off and back on, but I'll let the PD let us know what to do.
That sounds perfect. Thank you, Zena.
Thank you, guys.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris.
Chris here. Go ahead, Houston.
Yeah, I just wanted to let Chris know that you should see your name in the stow track pull down. At this time, let us know if you're not seeing that. And then secondly, Pluto is completed updating your iPad 1070 apps. If you're not seeing that, please let us know.
Awesome, thanks. Copy on both of those, and I'll check and let you guys know. Appreciate it.
Good. And break for Johnny.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena. At your convenience, we have another step to try to troubleshoot the ham radio, just whenever you have time.
Hello from Columbus. Now's a great time.
Excellent. I think we might have some troubleshooting steps. The first thing I wanted to ask you is if you can see the F button anywhere. It should be on the screen with a little button next to it, but I'm thinking the answer is no.
Negative.
That is what we thought. What we would like you to do is power cycle the ham radio at the brick, and then hopefully that will bring the F button back.
Okay, copy. And forgive me, by at the brick, do you mean a cobalt brick that is here upstream or at the multi-voltage power supply?
And that's going to be at the multi-voltage power supply.
Okay, perfect. It works. Okay, radio is back on, and no F button, unfortunately, but PTT is flashing now.
Okay, Xena, we copy. What we'd like you to do now is to try to turn it off and on the normal way by pressing the button to turn it off and then the two at the same time to turn it on.
That seems to have worked.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That's a good config for us.
No problem at all. Happy to help.